It's Morning Edition on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Claire Heddles. The turn of the calendar page brings familiar traditions, New Year's parties, football bowl games, and recently, a cascade of school closures because of illness. But that is actually a relatively new phenomenon in Tennessee, and some other southern states almost never do it. WUOT News contributor Heather Duncan put this practice under her microscope.
Many East Tennessee public schools shut their doors for 2 or 3 days in late January because of widespread illness. These unpredictable closures put stress on working families like Christy Wampler's. As a sales rep, she doesn't get paid if she doesn't work. But she'd rather have her two sons home if it prevents the family actually getting sick.
For a lot of people, taking this time off work is unpaid time. They don't have babysitters for their kids. It is a huge, huge burden to deal with it, but so is being out with the flu.
Knox County School Board member Evette Satterfield says absent students and spreading germs are only part of the reason for closing.
The biggest issue is not necessarily the kids are not coming to school. We're having to close the school because we don't have the adult capital to supervise the kids.
When a large number of teachers call in sick, there aren't enough substitutes to cover for them. Scott Bolton is director of human resources for Knox County Schools.
Ultimately, the decision to dismiss school revolves around how significant the educational impact will be in the classroom.
He says the district has plenty of substitutes for normal days, but not enough for flu outbreaks. So Knox County Schools created a task force to study changes that might help, like increasing substitute pay and encouraging teacher attendance. Recommendations are expected soon. Bolton says some individual schools create a culture that attracts more substitutes.
Those schools really, for lack of a better word, love on the subs, make it a welcoming place for them to come and they feel supported.
But concrete enticements are important. 2 years ago, Anderson County boosted pay for substitute teachers. This year, it began using a contractor that pays subs benefits. Closing school for illness has become fairly common in Tennessee, Kentucky, and Ohio, but it's almost unheard of in the Carolinas and Georgia. It's not that those states dodge the flu. For instance, at the end of last month, South Carolina's flu rate was almost as bad as Tennessee's, but no schools there seem to have closed, even in some of the hardest hit areas like Greenville and Columbia. Officials with several of those school districts say they don't have the same staff shortages. South Carolina allows larger classes than Tennessee, but districts there might be helped by other policies, like the number and flexibility of sick and personal days for teachers. Plus, more than half of Greenville's teachers got flu shots at school clinics. Evette Satterfield says she'd like to learn from districts that can keep staff on duty during flu season.
The last 3 years, around this time, we've been closed for a good majority of the month. And if we're looking to increase education and really make an impact, we really don't have time to close schools. So I don't know how much it has to do with region, where we live, climate, and all those things, or if it really is another factor that is worth investigating.
School and health officials say they aren't sure why illness closures have become more common here. The flu hasn't gotten worse or more widespread. William Schaffner, an infectious disease specialist at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, says closing may reduce the spread of viruses a little. But if kids don't stay in their houses, he says sanitizing classrooms while they're gone is mostly a feel-good measure.
It does not help that much in preventing the transmission of flu once the kids get back in the school. After all, the influenza virus is circulating in the community while all that happens.
For WUOT News, I'm Heather Duncan.
Find an in-depth version of this story online at wuot.org.